WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Do you think the 49ers are trying to do what the Rams did by just kind of going all in, Super Bowl or bust?
Yeah, but they don't have the quarterback to do that.
Yeah,
I'm not saying like Jimmy G's not good. I mean, he's average. He's average.
He's not great.
He's not great. Yeah, he's
that's
average.
That's a great way to put it. He's not great.
He's average.
Just like Mac Jones, he's not great.
Yeah, he's average.
Even Bill Belichick doesn't think Mac Jones is great.
Yeah,
see that?
Yeah.
So do you think the Patriots or the do you think the Panthers are trying to tank, or do you think they're actually trying to play out the season? What do you guys think?
I think they're tanking.
I think they're tanking.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know if tanking exists in the NFL the same way it does in like the NBA. Like, I don't know if they're walking into games trying to lose, but they're definitely saying, we don't need to have the best players on the field. We're just taking picks for the future.
That's why I think they're starting PJ Walker, because they probably know that he's like they're not like the third best option, but they're like he had like a kind of a bright like he beat the Bucks. Okay, like he just beat the Bucks. Let's pretend like we're not tanking now. Like I think that's what NFL teams like to do. It's the same thing the Colts are doing with Sam Ehlinger. I personally think because I think Matt Ryan's probably the better option. But they're like, you know what? We're just going to throw Sam Ehlinger out there because what if he wins us like a game or two? We'll still be picking really low, but he won us like he beat a really good team and then he lost to like really bad ones. That's not our fault, you know?
I wonder too, this may be the conspiracy theorist in me, but I wonder if them benching Baker is trying to like preserve some of his draft trade value.
Right? Yeah, like, yeah, because that pick gets around higher if he plays a certain amount of snaps and they probably don't want that. So
yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. I like that theory.
Yeah, I believe that.
I have a theory of my own. What if the Patriots trade Mac Jones to the Colts?
Colts, yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
It could be. I don't think the problem is we kind of have like, we have a quarterback controversy, but they're both not that great.
Yeah. Yeah. They're both, yeah. Yeah.
So I don't
know. It's not like Brady and Bledsoe. Like, yeah. It's a little different.
Yeah. We don't have that. Like, Zappy's good. He's a good kid. He's got a good arm. But he's not like that. I feel confident putting him out as the starter and letting Mac go. We're not in that spot yet. So. I don't know. If we're not confident putting him out as a starter, I don't feel great about trading McAvoy right now, especially because he's been around. He's been the starter for such a short amount of time. You can't have that full confidence yet. But
I personally don't know if they trade Mac, but a great fit in my opinion would be Minnesota with Kevin.
For Mac Jones?
Yeah, with Kevin O'Connell. Because also you don't want to trade him in the AFC. If you're going to trade him in the NFC. Because one, Minnesota's got a new coach. They're 5-1 right now with Kirk Cousins, and I personally think Mac Jones would be better with Justin Jefferson than Kirk Cousins will be. And Kirk is done after this year based on his contract. And I think that for them, getting a player like Mac, and having Justin Jefferson already, having Irv Smith, having those type of players, a good offensive line, having a better defense is getting better. I think it really puts them like kings of the NFC North, in my opinion. And it's a lot easier to come out the NFC than the AFC. I just think I was thinking about it. I was like, Minnesota is not a bad fit also because, you know, NFL teams would like usually trade their best player to the NFC unless they're getting like a haul. So like, it's kind of what the Packers did with Devontae Adams. They're like, we're going to trade him to the AFC. And luckily, Vegas is in the AFC. Same thing with like the Seahawks and Russell Wilson. They were going to trade him to like any other team besides the Broncos because they're AFC. That's usually what happens when big trades happen like that.
Oh, yeah. Because when we let go of Richard Sherman, guess where he went? 49ers. Yep. Let go of Bobby Wagner, guess where he goes?
Yeah,
Rams.
Yeah, so you got like your biggest like players always, if you trade them, you want to trade them to the other conference or division.
Oh, yeah, 100%. The next topic is, I mean, there's no other way we can put it. Tom Brady sucked last week.
Yeah.
He really did. Elliot, the local Tom Brady expert, how are you gonna break that down for us?
The Buccaneers sucked last week, okay?
Okay. I like that.
Look, it wasn't Tom Brady's greatest game by any means, right? But I was listening to Let's Go with Jim Gray and Tom Brady, which is the weekly podcast he does, right? And you listen to the guy, and you can see the difference in mindset between him and Rodgers on the field, right? Like, Brady doesn't like losing, but it's very much like it's part of the process, and we're really playing for playoffs, right? Like, you're not playing to go 17-0 in the regular season. You're not playing for even, like, 13-3. You just want to execute as a team, right? So, like, I think he hates losing and he loves winning, but he has the outlook over so many seasons of being able to say that we're not playing to win next week. We're playing to win a Super Bowl. That's his end goal. And I think he's done a good job putting that as the team's end goal. As for playing issues, I really like when I watch Brady play, like, yes, he missed a few throws, but generally, I don't think the issue is Brady is missing throws. I don't think many people will look at that and say that that is the main problem with Buccaneers offense. I think drops are just a big problem right now. And I don't really understand.
Welcome to Rodgers' career, but yeah, continue.
I don't understand why like such an elite core of receivers is having so many drops. And I think that the O-line, Brady's doing a good job making them look good, but them not being good is really showing up in the run game, right? Where you're not having the gaps you're used to seeing. Brady just releases the ball pretty quickly. And maybe that's why – maybe some receivers aren't used to getting it that quickly, and that's why we're seeing more drops. I'm not sure. But, yeah, I think it's really showing up in the run game when you can't run the ball, when you're running for 1 yard. Like, you can't do much. So that's what
That's a great point, because Leonard Fournette was 21 carries of 63 yards. And that's not a – I mean, that's not good. And then Brady – this is the Pittsburgh Steelers game, by the way. In the Steelers loss,
I was going to say,
Leonard Fournette was 21 for 63, which, I mean, that's mid. That's mid. And then Brady was 25 of 40, 243 yards of with one touchdown, no INTs. That's the takeaway that I kind of noticed was he hasn't thrown an INT in both these losses.
He only threw one against the Cowboys opener.
Exactly. Yeah. So I don't think it's a Brady problem. I completely agree with you. I think it's a Bucs problem because – I mean, the Bucs rushing yards, their top running back had 6 carries for 24 yards. White did not do very well. Mike Evans, 9 receptions, 96 yards. That's pretty standard for Mike Evans. You'd like to see him get a couple more throws for touchdowns maybe, but I'm just going to be honest. Their defense is scary, though.
Can I say something? Yeah. I think it relates to my point last week that they're missing Bruce Arians badly.
Interesting.
I think they are because I think Bruce Arians, Tom Brady and him had a relationship, I think, personally, based on the way like I saw them talk about each other. And I think Tom truly does miss BA. And just like when you look at Byron Leftwich's play calling, it's just not good. Like it's just like not good play calling. Like you can't even blame like them missing alignment. It's just Byron Leftwich is calling a very, very bad game. Like he'll run the ball on like first and like 12 or like first and like 15, he'll be like, run, like, no, like, throw the ball. Like, what are you doing? Throw the ball. You have Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. Like, you should be throwing the football every time on first down if you have it. Or throw a little screen pass, like, nothing. Just literally the worst play calling. Like, it's kind of like Bill O'Brien play calling, the Bucs play calling right now. And I think that's where Bruce Arians comes in because Bruce Arians called the plays last year, and they seemed completely fine. And the year before that, they were completely fine. I just think that the defense is great. The defense is great, but the offense is what concerns me because I don't know if Byron Leftwich has what it takes to get them far, the offense, and that's where missing Bruce Arians comes in.
Well, they have the 22nd offense in the league right now.
Yeah, that's bad.
And
considering
who they
have on offense is is bad.
Yep.
The Patriots are better. The Colts are better. The Cardinals are better. That's insane.
Yeah.
The Niners are better, which they have Debo. I mean, now they have Christian McCaffrey.
I mean, their quarterback's also not better. So,
exactly.
like when you have a quarterback like Tom Brady playing with Chris Godwin, with Mike Evans, with Leonard Fournette, with one of the best O-lines in football, like you expect that team to be top 10 in offense every single year.
Yeah, that's why I'm pulling out these teams
questionable. That's what I'm saying. That's why I thought even before the season that Bruce Arians was a sneaky big loss for the Bucs. Like that might be their biggest loss of the season.
Oh, 100%. I think that's a great point, 100%.
Because you look at the Saints, too. The Saints got better on paper, but look at Dennis Allen. They're 2-5 now based on Dennis Allen. If they had Sean Payton, I guarantee you they'd be 5-2 right now.
Oh, 100%. The New Orleans Saints are the third best offense in the league right now, which is insane.
Yeah.
Let's look at their defense. What is their defense?
Their defense is bad, and they have a defensive-minded head coach, ironically. I mean, Dennis Allen was also probably would not have been my first choice for head coach, personally. He was a great defensive coordinator, but he's just not a good head coach. Look at his record. His record's
their defense is about middle of the pack.
Yeah.
So I think with that offense and with the number 3 offense and the middle of the pack
offense in football, no way.
The Saints, they do based on total yards, passing yards, rushing yards, and points. This is as of ESPN.
Wow.
So ESPN.com.
And they're 2-5.
So
there you go.
This is something that Kaysen and I were talking about, and we have a class together. This is something that we were talking about together in class today. The Las Vegas Raiders have, I think that's number 10 offense in the league, but their defense is like absolute garbage.
Yeah, it's always been bad.
Their defense is terrible.
It's always been bad.
And what, they're 1-5?
2-5.
2-5, something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
But the Chargers, on the other hand, the Chargers have one place better than the Raiders, so like around 9. And their defense is a lot better than the Raiders. They're about the middle of the pack in defense. And they're 4-3 right now. They just lost to my Seattle Seahawks. But That, I mean, that just goes to show you that defense still matters now.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people.
Yeah, me and Casey were actually talking about that too. Like, yeah. This is becoming, I think, a defensive league, especially this year.
Oh, yes.
Like,
that's why fantasy points are down.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody's fantasy points
are
down.
Yeah. It's because a lot of, I think the stat, if I'm not mistaken, is 30 plus yard plays are down to 43%. Rather than last season when they were at 64, I think. 64, yeah. 60, something like that.
Yeah.
It's something crazy like that.
Yeah, definitely.
And I got to think the Chiefs beating up on everyone last year had something to do with that, right?
Oh, 100%.
Everyone sat down in the film room and said, how can we beat this?
Oh, absolutely. So. Same thing with the Bills. People definitely were watching. They're like, okay, like, we got to do something defensively. Also, this 2022 draft was one of the strongest I can remember defensively. Because it was loaded at the most key positions, at like linebacker, defensive end, cornerback, safety, everywhere it was loaded. Absolutely. And a lot of like great, talented like defense players, I think we'll be talking about in like 10 years from this draft.
You know what's one team that's really impressing me right now? The Browns.
Awful loss. They're really impressive.
No, they're really impressive because obviously last game they lost, but they're really impressing me because if you look at that team, it's not a good team. The only star player on offense is, well, there's two, Amari Cooper and Nick Chubb. I mean, who's their quarterback?
Deshaun Watson.
Jacoby Brissett right now.
Deshaun Watson's not there now. But you said Jacoby Brissett?
Jacoby Brissett, yeah.
With Jacoby, the backup quarterback, they have 1,501 passing yards, 1,145 rushing yards. For a terrible team, that's really good stats. Yeah, imagine when Deshaun comes back.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, they're a good team. They have a very good roster. Their defense is just not showing up. That's the problem with the Browns, is their defense is not playing well.
Exactly.
Their offense is playing really well.
Case, and I know they're 2-5, but when you look at the offense, they're putting up good points. They're putting up the same amount of stats that the Ravens are putting up. The Ravens with Lamar Jackson at quarterback. That's incredible. Just imagine when they get Deshaun back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's why fantasy owners, that's why I picked up Peoples Jones.
Yeah, and
because
Njoku
he's
too.
The number two.
Njoku's really good too. He's been balling.
Njoku?
Yeah.
I didn't think about that.
Well,
either.
He's hurt now. Don't pick him up, but.
Yes.
But when before he was hurt, he was tight end 7 in fantasy. Not even, no. He was going to be tight end 5 before he got hurt. So.
That's something that messed me up was Darren Waller got hurt. He was doing well, but then he got hurt, so I had to pick up Irv Smith. He's not too bad. But that's just one thing that really impresses me is the Cleveland Browns, man. They're looking like a really good offense. I think they're going to be a different team when Deshaun shows
up. Oh, absolutely.
But that's all the time we have for the first segment. Keep that radio dialed in 90.7.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
This is 90.7, the Capstone. We are back with another segment of the student section. Here, this is my favorite 5 minutes that I have. I'm allotting myself 5 minutes because I could talk more about it, but 5 minutes is all I get. So here we go. The biggest underdogs in the NFL right now, the Seattle Seahawks. They just beat the Chargers, absolutely demolished them. In their last game that they played, man, it was absolutely incredible to watch, 37-23. Kenneth Walker, man, that guy is a beast. Everyone doubted me when I said that he would start over Rashad Penny by week 4. I was wrong, but what I wasn't wrong about was that he is a stud. 23 carries, 168 yards, 2 touchdowns. Now, Geno Smith didn't perform very well. He had 2 touchdowns and 1 interception, 210 yards, 20 for 27. I mean, he looked good, but that 1 interception was ugly.
0 right backs, though. So.
0 what?
0 right backs. Though.
Yeah.
He ain't running back.
Geno Smith, that 1 INT looked ugly. But other than that, man, it was a great game. The Seahawks right now, they're looking at the number 12 offense in the league. Does that surprise anybody?
A little bit, yeah. You go first. I thought everyone kind of assumed that the Broncos were going to get the better end of that deal, right? I mean, you get Russell Wilson going to like a stacked conference. I mean, everyone was looking at the AFC West like, man, the Chiefs probably, I mean, they could come in third or fourth and no one even like bat an eyelash. You know, the Broncos are going to be great. Raiders are going to be great. Chargers are going to be even better than they were last year. And then it's just the same old. Like, you could tell me that none of the big names went on those teams that went on those teams in the offseason. And it's like, yeah, that is about what I would expect. The Chargers are like probably number two right now, but I don't know. For some reason, Justin Herbert can't win big games ever. I don't get it. Not to discredit the Seahawks. I thought they did a good job there. But, yeah, it's crazy how well the Seahawks are doing.
Well, that's the thing with the whole Russell Wilson trade is in the offseason, I texted one of my buddies, shout out Tyler White. I texted him and said, y'all won that trade because he's a Broncos fan. I told him, y'all won that trade. Russ is a fantastic quarterback. We're just trying to rebuild. Turns out I was wrong. That was dead wrong. They lost that trade. They paid him $235 million to suck. And that's the thing with Russ is I used to think that it was a Seattle problem on why he left. But now I'm thinking it's a Russ problem. You have Richard Sherman. You have Marshawn Lynch coming out and saying he's a terrible teammate. You have teammates on the team now who are performing way better than they were when Russell Wilson was quarterback. It's one of those things where I think Russell Wilson's got everybody fooled. I don't think he's this nice, genuine guy. I think he's a snake.
What we can say so far about Russell Wilson is that he sucks this season. But I think the Seahawks have actually impressed me more than the Giants have this season. Just because I thought the Giants could easily be like 3-4 right now. Me and Adam would talk, and I'm like, y'all, I don't think y'all are bad enough to get a top two QB in this draft. But I definitely thought the Seahawks were. I thought they would be maybe two wins right now. The roster, especially on the offensive side, looked absolutely horrible coming into this season. And we didn't know what Kenneth Walker was going to be in his first year. I'm a big DK guy, but I don't think he's involved in the offense as much as at least fantasy owners would like. Because I think he's just such a physical specimen. And I don't think anybody really believed in Geno Smith or Drew Locke. I mean, Geno's been in the league for a good decade now and hasn't really done much of anything. Drew Locke, I mean, he's swaggy, but he ain't got nothing else on him. So I think the Seahawks, what ranked offense did you say they were?
They have the 12th ranked offense, number 12.
That is very surprising, especially the competition they face. I mean, laying up, what, 37 on the Chargers? I mean, I think a lot of it, you'd really need to be wondering if you're a Chargers fan. Yes, there's been injuries, but like you said, Elliot, Justin Herbert does not win big games. And for how praised he is as a quarterback, wins do matter at some point. And, the Seahawks have been super, super impressive. I think by far the most impressive team for me this season.
Well, their defense is only ranked number, 29? Yeah, 29.
It don't matter if you can score points.
Exactly. I mean, the defense has proven that they can get one or two stops with Tariq Woolen getting four interceptions in four games. The last Seattle corner to do that, Richard Sherman. And look what he turned out to be. Kobe Bryant, everybody thought he was going to be trash. No. He's leading the league right now in forced fumbles for rookies. And then, Michael Jackson. It's so weird to look at this defense and see Kobe Bryant and Michael Jackson on the same team, and you're like, wow, that's crazy. But anyway, Michael Jackson, he's playing very good defense as well in the corner spot. So I think you're never going to see a Legion of Boom 2.0, never. But I think this defense is going to get very, very strong over the next couple of seasons, especially with Jordan Brooks at middle. The only guy that I do not like is Cody Barton. I watched that man play, and in zone coverage, he looks like a fish out of water, dude, just flopping around, where am I? He does not look like he knows anything.
I mean, I think Pete Carroll should be in the Coach of the Year conversation.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, because I think this roster is pretty bad. I mean, I think definitely Dable should be in there. Yep. He's done an amazing job with the Giants. I saw Dan Orlovsky tweet this the other day. I think Mike Vrabel should be in the conversation too, because this Titans team is absolutely horrible. We are so bad, and somehow we are leading the AFC South at 4-2, and our only two losses are to the Bills and to the Giants, which are both up top of the league within the record right now. So,
well, you also have to look at who else is in that division, though.
Division's very bad indeed. But we already swept the Colts, who got a lot of praise over the offseason and were.
Yeah, but it was mostly for their previous season.
Okay, hold on. You're telling me that the Titans should get Coach of the Year.
Yes.
because they are leading the division at 4-2 against the Colts, the Jags, and the Texans.
This Titans team is absolute garbage.
These guys are 1-4, 2-5, 3-3, and then 4-2 for the
Titans.
Yeah,
but the Titans are at the 3 seed right now in the AFC. So if they, making a 3 or 4 seed, especially in that conference when everybody's talking about how juggernaut it's going to be this year, yeah, you should definitely be in the coach of your candidate if you have a pretty garbage team taking them to the playoffs.
Well, let's look at who they played, though. Fringe
candidate. But you also look at that Bills loss. I mean, that was an embarrassing blowout.
Very, very bad indeed.
So coach of the years don't really have like that bad of losses typically.
But I think if we're going to talk about coaches with definitely not good rosters, I think you definitely have to take Mike Vrabel and the Titans into that conversation.
The only thing I could argue against that is look who they've played, though. Raiders, who are bad. Commanders, bad. Colts, bad. Colts again, bad. And then
those are 4 wins right there.
Colts beat the Chiefs. So it's anybody can beat anybody in the NFL Sunday.
That's true.
Yeah, but I mean, just
Commanders just beat
the
Packers.
Looking at what the Colts have done, they're just
that doesn't mean nearly as what it used to. So
yeah,
yeah, you get that right. The only other team that I say that would really impress me is it's got to be the Giants.
Yeah, easily.
Not as much as Seattle, because Seattle's roster looked like garbage on paper, but the Giants' offense looked fairly decent on paper to begin this season.
I mean, the wide receiver core is pretty abysmal. I mean, you got Kenny Galladay, who just doesn't want to play anymore. Darius Slayton's get up there in age. Kadarius Toney, just his body does not let him see the field. So they're running out there with Richie James and
Danny Dimes, the quarterback, leaves a little bit to be desired.
Yeah.
I'd say Saquon was their big focal point. And honestly, everyone kind of thought he was washed before this season. So, yeah, I mean, the fact that they're 6-1 right now is incredible.
Yeah. The rookie tight end, Daniel Bellinger, has also been really performing well. He was an amazing draft prospect. I really wonder how he fell so much.
I'll be honest, though. If you want to beat the Giants, just stop Saquon. That's all you have to do.
Nobody can.
That's the thing.
Who's stopping him?
Nobody can stop him. He's like Derrick Henry, bro.
I got to say, he's better than Derrick Henry right now.
He's doing a lot better than Derrick
Henry. Better than Prime. Well, no,
not
comparable. Comparable to Prime Derrick Henry.
No, I don't think anybody will ever be close to Prime Derrick Henry.
He was Prime for like 7 weeks, though.
So. Yeah. Yes.
Prime Derrick Henry lasted not as long as I would have, as I was anticipating.
It's just because he didn't get that starting role until like his third year in the NFL. So
that's very true.
Titans are actually very close to cutting him.
So I do think that there's just such a durability factor of pounding the run game with one guy at week after week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't really, I mean, it's a foot. You're breaking a bone in your foot. That doesn't surprise me.
And you really start to see like his break tackle stats and his open field stats aren't as good as they used to be. He's a volume beast. He's not going to have a great yards per carry, but he'll pop off one for like 30 in a game. So I'm glad that he's still good. So, but like next year, I'm going to be pretty worried about his health.
Well, speaking of awards, you brought up Coach of the Year. I say it's Pete Carroll. You say it's the Titans coach.
I think he's just a mention. If I were to give somebody, I got to give it to Brian Daboll no matter what.
Interesting.
But also, the Jets are really overachieving this year so far. They are 5-2 right now, and Zach Wilson has not been good at all.
That's true.
I also think Breece Hall has kind of, I mean, now he's towards ACL. I think he kind of carried that team, to be honest with you.
I mean, that defense is playing really good. Sauce Gardner is playing out of his mind right now. He's really playing his top 10 draft capital. So, I mean, yeah, the Jets are looking pretty good. They are right now the sixth seed in the AFC. So, I mean, they're rated in the top 10 for a lot of power rankings right now. So, NY football is finally good again, it seems.
You think Sauce will get Rookie of the Year?
Defensive Rookie of the Year, I think definitely he's a lock for it right now.
Who do you think's number two?
Whoever the guy on Seattle is, I forgot his name.
Tariq Woolen.
Yeah.
Yeah, 4 interceptions in 4 games.
If Zappy starts, his odds in that Monday night game, during the game, he started at 50-1. After that second touchdown drive, he was at 5-1. Now he's 13-2, which is like 6.5-1.
So wow.
Who knows? If he ends up getting a starting job and starts going off, he could be in that.
If you are Bill Belichick, who are you starting right now?
I'm starting Zappy, 100%.
It's a tough call because Mac was just off an injury. I don't know. It's just, it's hard to say. If Zappe was like dominant that whole game and let him do a win, maybe. Like that makes sense to me. But yeah. He didn't have that level of production that I would like. I mean, he had the two great drives and then nothing really.
Yeah. I mean, I think you got to keep doing what they're doing. Play both of them.
Yeah.
See who pops off just because they're both very similar in skill. Right. I think you're kind of looking for ceiling at this point rather than, you know, like who's going to be just a decent option. You need a guy with the ceiling. And I think Zappe has a higher ceiling than Mac Jones. But I think they're both very similar in skill right now.
Right.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I was going to disagree that Zappe has a higher ceiling than Mac Jones.
He's a rookie.
But
yeah, give him the higher ceiling.
Yeah, I mean, you got to give it to him because he's the rookie. He can learn the offense.
Right.
The main thing I saw from Mac Jones that I did not like and looked very uncharacteristic of him was there was an interception from, forgive me because I don't know the Bears corner's name, but it was number 9. The same guy that Mac Jones, we'll say clipped when he was sliding. We'll say that. So the Bears ran a cover 2 look pre-snap. As soon as it snapped, they ran into a cover 3 shell. And what happened was Mac Jones saw cover 2 and said, oh, I'm going to have the wheel route open. No, because it turned into cover 3. He was able to come down and grab the pick. There's no excuse for that kind of terrible ball management for Mac. I think if you're in this league for as long as he's been in the league, what, 2 years? This is his second year?
Yes.
I think you should understand that. I think you should know, hey, it's cover 2, but they could go to cover 3. They could do this because they've done that in weeks before.
Yeah, I can tell you from a Patriots fan perspective, I try to not be this way, but it's hard to kind of resist. But a lot of people are like just looking for the next Brady, right? So they want a guy who's going to come out his rookie year or his second year or whatever and just ball out and like lead the team and immediately be in the MVP conversation. Like that's so Mac Jones is kind of in an impossible situation, as is Bailey Zappe if he ends up getting the starting role. Like you got to perform. You got to be 3 touchdowns a game, 300 yards. You got to be like leading the offense to wins or you're not going to be well-liked in Boston. So I would not want to be in their position. I'll say that.
Well, Bailey Zappe has in the order of NFL quarterbacks and from NFL.com, Mac Jones, Mitchell Trubisky, and then Bailey Zappe on page number 2. I think it's kind of funny I had to scroll to page number 2 but to find both of them. But
well, believe me, it's
it's tough, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mac Jones has 2 touchdowns and 6 interceptions. Bailey Zappe has 5 touchdowns and 3 interceptions with a rating of 100.9. That is the second best on this list. I don't count Taysom Hill because he's only had 7 attempts.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is the second best on the list. P.J. Walker has 104 QB rating with 2 touchdowns and 0 interceptions. But, you know, it's P.J. Walker. He hasn't been playing as long as Zappe has. So
true.
I think Zappe's a starter. But that's all the time we have for this middle section of the show. This next section, we're going to be talking about Week 8 game picks. Stay tuned.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
This is the student section, and we are back on 90.7 The Capstone here with game picks. We have a fantastic Thursday night football game, Ravens and Bucks. I'm picking the Ravens.
Yeah, I'm going Baltimore, too.
I think you got to go Baltimore, even though it's at Tampa. I like the Ravens a lot more than I like the Bucks right now.
Do you guys think Tom Brady's going to be angry when he plays?
Yeah, I think Brady's going to have a good game. I think Brady's going to show up because Baltimore's defense isn't good. I also think Leonard Fournette has a big one because the Ravens' run defense isn't good either. So I think Leonard Fournette has I think he's going to be the key to that offense because the Ravens' run defense is not good.
Sounds like you want to pick the Bucks.
No, but I'm going to take Lamar's had a bad 3 weeks. I think Lamar's going to be a man on a mission.
I agree.
I think he's going to win it. But I think it's definitely going to be a close game. I hope it's as high scoring as the last one was because the last Thursday night football game was fun. Saints Cardinals. That one was a good one.
I actually picked up the Cardinals defense that morning.
Wow.
And I just thought, you know
they
what?
They had 2 pick sixes in the span of 2 minutes.
Well, I have the Bills defense, awesome. Number one defense in the league. Yeah. And I'm thinking, you know what? Or the number one in fantasy, in my fantasy league. And I was thinking, oh, they're on a bye week. Yeah. And one of my buddies texted me. He said, "Hey, Clay, you know your defense is on bye week." And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out who to pick."
Cardinals and he goes, facing the backup quarterback.
He goes, "Hey, go Giants." And I went, "Nah, the Cardinals are still on the board, and they're number 7. And they've had like 16, 17, 18 games.
Yeah.
18-point games.
Yeah, they probably had like 20 that game because they had two pick sixes.
They had 19 points, yeah.
Yeah, they had two pick sixes.
It was awesome. Incredible. Or 17, something like that. Yeah. It was good, though. It was a really good matchup. This game's not really impressive. Broncos at Jags.
It's in London.
Well, yeah, but Jags are considered the home team.
Neutral side. So,
yeah.
I'm going
Jaguars.
Yeah, I'm going Jaguars. I can't see another week of Russell's.
Give me the Broncos. Give me Dangerous.
Dangerous, really?
I have this feeling that it's
the only thing that's going to be dangerous
at some point
to the Broncos is Travis Etienne on Sunday. It's going to be dangerous to the Broncos. That's going to be dangerous.
I like that. That was a good one. Cardinals and Falcons. Or sorry, Carolina and Falcons. I read that wrong. My fault.
Jeez, a battle of the mid.
I'm going to say Falcons.
Battle of mid. I'm going to say Falcons, too. I'm going to say Falcons, but...
I just don't think the Panthers have it in them.
Man, that's such a bad division, too.
I mean, the Falcons have Marcus Mariota, Drake London. I'm so used to saying Calvin Ridley because he's been there for years.
Yeah.
Drake London and Kyle Pitts. I don't even know who their running back is, and he's not important because he's not that good. But...
Tyler Allgeier?
It's Tyler Allgeier, Caleb Huntley. Yeah, it's just some random guys.
Well, if you have three guys playing running back, one of them is obviously not the star.
Yeah.
Do you think the Giants have three guys playing running back behind Saquon? No, they have Saquon every single time.
He's a three down back. Yeah.
Kaysen, Panthers, Falcons.
I like the Falcons. I think the Falcons are actually impressing me a bit too. I think they're winning too much though. I think you really, if you're the Falcons, you're a quarterback away. And I think already having three wins is not a good look for their draft position.
Bears and Cowboys. I have the Cowboys in a landslide.
Yeah, I got the Cowboys in a landslide, too. I think this game is going to be bad for Justin Fields. I'm like praying he doesn't get hurt because it's not going to be a good one. It's not going to be fun.
Justin Fields had a surprisingly decent game last night, and he's going to have a horrible game on Sunday.
Yeah.
Give me the Cowboys.
Yeah, it's going to be bad. It's going to be bad on Sunday.
I figured you'd go with your boy Justin Fields.
Justin Fields is not my boy.
Oh, sorry, you were Trey Lance. My fault.
Yeah, I'm a Trey Lance guy.
You were Trey Lance. Elliot was Justin Fields, I'm pretty sure.
I'm a Fields guy, too. I love him.
Dolphins and Lions. Who you guys got?
I'm going Dolphins. They looked really good when Tua was most. I mean, they looked good on their first possession. The rest of the game was not that good for the Dolphins. I'm not going to lie. I just think that they're better than the Lions, but I don't know, man. Tua had four easy dropped interceptions. Easily, I probably could have caught all four of those.
Let's go to the field and find out all three of the interceptions.
That was an overall pretty bad performance from the Dolphins. Their run game looked great, but that's what I think is going to win them this game is their running game because the Lions' defense is Swiss cheese. So yeah, I got Miami.
Casey?
This Lions team is so weird to gauge. Their first four of the games of the season, they were such high scoring. And the number one offense in the NFL, and then the last two games they combined for 6 points.
Well, look how they played.
Hmm?
Well, look how they played. They didn't really play any tough teams first.
They played the Vikings, they played the Eagles, so and they put points on them. But I mean,
yeah, the Eagles are the only tough team that I really see.
The Cowboys, Vikings. Hey, don't sleep on the Vikings. They're actually pretty dang good this year. But yeah, as much as I want to go the Lions, it's a surprise win. I think you got to go Dolphins here. It's just the easy pick to go.
Cardinals, Vikings. I have the Cardinals winning this one. I think that Kirk Cousins has a bad game.
Yeah, I think what time is it?
What time is it?
Yeah,
I think it's 12.
It's at noon.
It's at noon. Okay, so
yeah.
It's not
it's
prime
at noon
time.
In
so
Minnesota.
It's not prime time. Kirk Cousins has a chance.
Kirk Cousins is awful in prime time.
Yeah, his record's like 0-1 like something in prime time.
Oh, I remember when he played Seattle. Oh man, that was amazing.
I think I'm probably gonna go. I'm gonna go with you. I'm gonna go Cardinals. I think Kyler, they have a bounce back game.
Kaysen was shaking his head, bro.
Kyler Murray is not good.
I know he's not good. I just think they have a bounce back game.
Give me the Vikings by two scores.
What do you think happened between last season and this season?
He's not good. With Kyler. He's just not good.
I wasn't even thinking he was all that great last season.
Yeah, really? He's not that good at all.
He was absolutely horrible second half.
He's not even the best Oklahoma quarterback to come out of Oklahoma.
Wow.
Baker Mayfield, in my opinion, was better than him in Oklahoma. Kyler is not that good.
Yeah, Baker was better at Oklahoma. Kyler's putting more of a performance.
Kyler's not that good.
But they both stink, so all that matters.
Yeah.
I think Kyler's good. He doesn't have really necessarily anyone incredible to throw to when D-Hop is out. So
I will say he did have the best deep ball in the NFL last year, so that's actually a good start.
Oh, yeah. Raiders and Saints. Who you guys got?
Raiders very easily.
Yeah, I got Raiders.
This is going to be my... It's gonna be my wild pick. I think Saints are gonna win.
So I will very much defend the Raiders because I think they're a lot better than the record. They're actually 2-4.
Well,
I think they're gonna put something together, and I think there's a chance they sneak into the playoffs.
The only reason I picked the Saints is because it's in New Orleans, yeah. And also I think Alvin Kamara has a really, really, really nice game.
Oh, I hope so.
Is he on your fantasy squad?
He's on my dynasty team. He's on my number one team. I need him to go off.
I think he does.
Yep. So, I had him out for the week. He had like 28, and I'm not taking him out anymore for the rest of the season.
Well, this is another interesting game, to be honest with you. Patriots at Jets. What do you guys think?
New England is a 1.5-point favorite.
MetLife's going to be rocking. I know Jets fans that are going to that game. They're excited. It's going to be loud. The loss of Breece is bad, but give me the Jets. With that defense, give me the Jets.
Interesting. Kaysen?
The QB play is so confusing with the Patriots right now. With the Jets, we know Zach Wilson is not really that good, but everything else is clicking for them. I still like the Jets. I think the Jets get a win. I think the Jets keep rolling on this momentum.
It's also not hard, in my opinion, to game plan against Bailey Zappi and Mac Jones because they're basically the same quarterback.
Yep.
So it's like not hard to game plan.
That's a good point.
Also, they have no receivers, so it's going to make Sauce Gardner's job three times easier. And Quinn Williams, I expect a big day from him, who's probably my front runner for defense play of the year right now.
Interesting.
Yeah, look at his stats.
Interesting. I mean, I wasn't disagreeing.
He's got five sacks in seven games, and he plays D-tackle.
Yeah, D-tackle, you don't really expect a lot of sacks from D-tackle. They're more of a run stopper.
Yep.
Isn't Aaron Donald labeled as a D-tackle?
Yep.
Why is he not a DN?
Because he just plays D-tackle. I don't know. He had 20 sacks of defensive tackle. That's crazy.
He don't need to be.
That's one of my things.
He doesn't need to be the end.
If you have a guy as dominant as him, as he's probably the best ever in his position.
Yeah.
You would rather have another DN than make a DN and then put a crappy tackle in there.
So. I mean, that's a great point. I just think that Von Miller coming off the left side and Aaron Donald coming off as DN on the right side, that would be scary.
I mean, but imagine you have, let's say, just a good DN to go along with that.
That is a good point. You can put a good DN, Aaron Donald, and that's a good point. I see it now. Steelers and Eagles, speaking of good defenses, do you think the Steelers intercept Jalen Hurts like they did Joe Burrow? I do not. I have the Eagles winning that one.
It's at Philly too.
I got Steelers. I'm gonna be different this
you
week.
You got Steelers.
I'm going Steelers. Yeah, Eagles are due.
Upsetting the undefeated Eagles.
Eagles are due for a loss. Eagles are due.
Not this week.
I think the Steelers defense is also really good. I mean, they should have beat Tua. They should have easily beat Tua. It was so easy. They dropped four wide open interceptions. Like it was horrible. I don't think that happens again. I think Mike Tomlin is gonna put a good game plan this week. I think they're gonna win, but it's gonna be close. Also, just lose, please, Philly. Come on.
Casey,
I know that
think?
Philly hatred's roaming through them, especially since the Phillies are in the World Series. I think it's pretty easy for me. I got to go Eagles. I don't think this is the week the Eagles go down, but I do think they go down pretty soon.
Sweet. I think, Adam, that was your one hot take of the segment.
Yeah, I need one because I haven't had one all season, I think. So
I'm going to buy some buttons where we hit not? It, it's going to make a noise.
Why not do it against the Eagles?
That's a good point.
Why not?
That's a very good point. Titans, Texans, Kaysen, I get you. I bet you feel some type of way about this one. Huh?
Titans by a million. This is the annual Derrick Henry 200-yard game against the Texans. So.
Yeah, I'm going Titans by a lot.
Yeah, Texans.
I think all three of us
Texans
are going Titans.
Yeah. I'm happy because I want Bryce to go to the Texans. I want him to play with Mechie.
That's the last thing I want. I want Bryce Young in my division.
And I just think I'd rather him play in Houston than Detroit. And he's gonna have a good chance to win the AFC South very soon if he's he just has a chance to be in the playoffs very quickly in the AFC South because it's very bad. That's why I want him there.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, fun fact about the Pittsburgh Steelers.
And the Texans could potentially have two top five picks because right now, with way the Browns are playing, they have pick three and five right now. So
I don't know if that'll happen when Deshaun Watson comes back.
Well,
but
what is he going to come back for? Like four games? Well, and they're, let's say they're like 3-9 by the time he comes back.
He'll be back for five.
Five. Okay, so let's say they're 3-9.
Maybe six.
If they keep losing, what's the point of even bringing Deshaun Watson back in week 13 when you have like 8 or 9 losses? Like,
that's a good point. But fun fact about the Steelers, this is why I did not pick them.
Because they stink.
Their defense is 29th in the league right now.
Yikes.
Sorry, 28th in the league. They are one slot better than Seattle.
Yikes.
With that kind of firepower on that defense, that's
well,
very scary.
To be fair, TJ Watt's hurt. That's probably why they're 28th.
See, that brings up a really nice question and a topic for a later episode of the show. Do good corners matter?
Depends.
If you have an amazing like rushing front four.
If you have a great front four, nothing matters. Yeah,
if you can get sacks, nothing else matters.
Yeah.
Just look at Quentin Williams.
Yep. Yeah, that doesn't matter. I agree. Definitely.
Commanders and Colts. I'm going Commanders.
Well, I'm guessing everybody here is going Titans, right?
Yes. Everybody went Titans. Just to clarify, everybody went Titans.
Commanders, Colts. Give me the Commanders. I don't know. I need to see a week of Sam Ehlinger before I can pick the Colts. I need to see him play because I think it's his first like regular season start. I'm pretty sure.
Yes.
So yeah, I'm going Commanders.
Yeah, both these teams stink. Give me Commanders though. They stink a little bit less.
The battle of the bad teams, Panthers and Falcons.
I mean, you're throwing Sam Ehlinger out there. He's proved absolutely nothing, but he also hasn't really had the chance to prove himself. I don't think he's all that great, so I think the Commanders win, and I think Ehlinger looks pretty horrible in this game.
49ers, Rams. The 49ers are the Rams' kryptonite. Give me 49ers.
Yeah, give me 49ers too. I think the Rams are going to trade Cam Akers after this game, too. And I think they're going to be reevaluating some things.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I think this is a good game for the Rams to really turn their season around. I think they're definitely going to have a good second half of the season. I think this will be one of the games that will really propel them. This team is way too good to be 3-3, so I think the Rams actually get a win in this.
I'm genuinely scared. Because their O-line is so, so, so bad. And their quarterback is...
The 49ers?
No, the Rams.
Or the Rams.
That's why I'm very scared. Their offensive line is probably the league's worst. If not, easily bottom five. It's very concerning when you have a 34-year-old quarterback who's not really mobile and just, like, a bad offensive line.
Interesting.
And they're only, like, good player on offense basically right now is Cooper Kupp. But, like, if Matt Stafford... I mean, he's going to get the ball. Cooper Kupp's obviously going to get the ball at least 7 times. So
make it like double that.
Yeah, I mean he's gonna touch. That's why I said at least 7 times he's gonna touch the ball. Like any play that they have offensively, he's gonna go to Cooper Kupp.
Yeah,
but their offensive line is very concerning to me.
Well, the 49ers just got Christian McCaffrey, so I think that takes the load off Debo.
Yeah,
so that's why I picked the 49ers. Yeah. Is I don't think you can game plan for Christian McCaffrey.
I also think Bosa could have a hat trick.
I mean,
in sacks.
True.
Yeah, Bosa.
I mean, I trust McVay in this. So
what about the Giants and Seahawks?
Seattle.
I think we all know who we're picking. All of us are going to pick the Seahawks so that the Giants win, right, Adam?
I hope so.
I'm picking Seattle. I can't go.
I genuinely also think that this could be another one of those trap games because Seattle's beating like decent teams. Like they could beat the Chargers. They could easily beat the Giants.
Oh yeah, Casey,
and
what you got?
Yeah, I just think that Seattle is definitely a good enough team to beat the Giants. Definitely.
This is definitely game of the week.
100%.
It should
be Sunday
night.
Oh my god.
I keep picking against the Giants, and it keeps not working.
Now do it again.
So I think I got to go with the Giants for this one.
Packers-Bills. I got Bills. I think that's pretty
Bills
easy.
Bills by the loom. Bills had a bye week, so they had an extra week of rest. And it's at Buffalo, yeah.
Man, this game would have been awesome.
It's not close.
Game would have been awesome last year.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. I think the Giants and the Seahawks should be the Monday night game instead of the Bengals and the Browns. Who cares about the Bengals and Browns?
No, Bengals I like, but the Browns?
Exactly. Like, Browns, like, okay, it's going to be a cakewalk for the Bengals. Anyway, Packers and Bills. Kaysen, who you got?
Got to go Bills.
Bills by a lot.
What about the Bengals and Browns?
I think the Bengals found something. I'm going Bengals.
Yeah, I gotta agree there.
I think the Bengals have found something offensively.
Yeah, I think the Bengals are really gonna get into rhythm. The offense was way too good to be a little lackluster to start the season. But yeah, I think the Bengals start really hitting their stride with this game.
Nice, we're all going Bengals. Well, that is it for the student section on this week. Next week we will recap week number 8.
Go Titans.
Go Hawks.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.